All right, we're in the Lions rooms here. The celebrations for Turbin Brothers Funeral, celebrating lives every day of the year. Lincoln McCarthy is with us. Lincoln, congratulations. Welcome to AFL Nation.
Yeah, thanks, gents. It was good to get one on the board.
Good to get it at the MCG in particular?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've had a bit of a rough start to the year, and then we go into North and we were happy to get a win, but we knew we'd have to lift the intensity again to get over the D's tonight. And, you know, a lot of things that we planned to get done tonight we were able to do, and obviously that resulted in some good scores. So, yeah, very pleasing.
Link Dermott here. That was an awesome display, especially through the midfield. I've looked at the tackles there. 82 to 53. They've amended it. They've given them one more. You did them by 29 and you had 60 more possessions than them. So it's not as if you were chasing their tails and you had to have more tackles. You had more of the ball and you tackled the pants off them.
Yeah, it's a great couple of numbers. Obviously, if you're getting both done, your work rate's really high and you're nailing your method. So, super stoked that the boys are able to really get to work in there. And obviously, as a forward, that's all you can ask for. The ball can get in more and hopefully you get some sort of non-frontal pressured entries where you can really get up at the ball. And yeah, the boys were just phenomenal in the middle, particularly for the first few quarters tonight. Obviously, towards the end, I think the pedal came off a little bit, but really pleasing.
That's fine, mate. Yeah, we look on the outside, hear the media, we go, oh, they've let them off the hook. But when you're playing and you've got them beat, you got them on the canvas, you almost start thinking, well, I'll just be safe for next week, don't you?
Yeah, you do, but it's a real trap, mate. We've given away some really big leads in recent times. So we've really sort of got to work on not getting too defensive with our mindset when we get when we get a solid lead. You know, we've shown that we've got a good lead on Carlton round one, but they were able to string a lot of goals together in a row. And I think the same happened the following week. Can't remember who we played, but Fremantle over there, and they were able to do the same. So, it's a really fine line with your mindset and your method when you've got a lead, and we're trying to rectify that.
Now, they've got so many fantastic players, but they've got three blokes who mark the ball in the air when the opposition kick it. And that's Max Gawn, it's Jake Lever and Stephen May. May and Lever still were able to get to the ball because it's got to come in there at some stage, but you played around Max as best you could as a team today. When he's 60 metres down the line, your blokes coming out of the back line, kicking straight lines out. Yeah. They pulled it to about 35-40, dropping it short of him. Getting a contest there was so important. And you were one of the blokes who came up for that 40-metre kick.
Yeah, so obviously Gawn's a phenomenal player and you don't want to be kicking anywhere near him. So that was the plan, obviously, try and kick it off the line a little bit. But you sort of, you kick it off the line away from Gawn and then you've got May that pops up and you kick it off the line of May and you get Lever that pops up. So it's a real challenge. But, we just ask that our boys to really compete when you're outnumbered or when you're outpositioned. They were still able to take a lot of marks, as you mentioned, but, more times than not, we hope that we put a contest in and got it off the line as much as possible to then get direct scores. And obviously, the scoreboard sort of spoke to that.
Cam Rain has played over 100 games. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen quite a few of them, probably seen more than half his games. I can't remember seeing him have as much influence on a game. He's had great moments so far and he's played some wonderful games, but I can't remember seeing him influence a game so much as he did, especially in that first half.
Yeah, he's an absolute weapon, and when he can play that way that he did tonight, particularly first half of the game, he was just breaking tackles, getting the ball forward for us so many times. He's a bit like Petrarca in the sense when he gets the ball, you can't really tackle him. And as a forward, when he breaks that tackle and gives a hand or explodes out of that contest, you're just licking your lips. And, we're really lucky to have him. And I hope that he can keep building that because he's a real weapon for us.
And what about Fakes? He's turning into a grumpy old bastard because he left that kid Tunstall on the bench for the whole game. He didn't even make a strategic sub to give him a run.
Nah, he's a ripper. We would have loved to get him on the ground. Jimmy Tunnels, he's just walked past me, so I had to pump him up. Fags is doing a great job. He's got to manage us idiots, and we just hope that we can, get some more wins and not for him.
Do you feel like you threw whatever it was at the start of the season and you talk to Sue each game? Does this sort of allow you just to get on with it now, that you're 2-3 and you can sort of get on with the season?
Yeah, obviously we recognise that playing footy at a high level is a real challenge. But, if you're just a couple of percent off, sides will punish you these days. So we've just got to make sure that we're really sharp, and that starts with how hard you work during the week at training and how pointy you are with what you want to get done. You know, we were able to sort of really hone in on that, and you know, I think we're playing a bit more exciting sort of football and playing with a bit more method, moving the ball forward now that, you know, it really opens the game up and gets everyone involved. So it's a lot more exciting, and not just that, our pressure is really lifted and we're really hunting sides now, and you know, it's just something we've got to keep on doing.
Absolutely, it looks like you're really back in form. Can I ask you, have you seen a more taking the mickey play than Charlie Cameron just
burn and
starting off the off the negative side and then taking the wide around Jake Levy into an open goal? He just took the mickey, didn't he?
It's real naughty, isn't it? Yeah, nah. You get front row seats that every week. You know, he does something like that most weeks. Probably take it for granted. But, yeah, it's just special to watch, isn't it? And it's a real privilege to be part of.
Link, great to have you with us. Good luck for what's to come.
Thanks, guys.